We have a principle throughout Shas, throughout the Gemara, of ase docha lo sase, that a positive mitzvah beats out a negative mitzvah. The Ramban writes, because ase is avas Hashem, lo sase is our yiras Hashem. Serving God out of love is a greater madrega than serving God out of fear. But be it as it may, the principle is ase docha lo sase. So one of the sources is kilayim betzitzis. From the juxtaposition of the psukim, we learn now, even though normally there's an iser shatnis, one cannot mix wool and linen, but in fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzitzis, when the tcheles, which was on the strings that you have wool and you're having a linen garment, so then we say ase docha lo sase. So that's one of the sources. So comes along the Chasam Sofer, quoting from, I believe it's the Bris Avram, and has the following question. How could this be the source of ase docha lo sase? Why not? Because we have a principle and another principle in the Gemara of mitzvos lav lahanos nitnu. Mitzvos are not given for our own benefit. In other words, let's say someone took a neder saying, I'm not going to get benefit from Reuven. And then it's Sukkis, and I want to borrow Reuven's Dalad Minim, Wu of an Esrog. So the loch is, mitzvos lav lahanos nitnu, I could go ahead and use it because I'm not getting hana. The Avdei Miluim, giving pshat in the Rashba, that the Rashba even takes it further. Not only is mitzvah lav lahanos nitnu on the actual, let's say, shaking of the lula, but let's say someone took a neder, I'm not going to get hana from this lake or, you know, this person's swimming pool. Let's call it this person's mikvah. I'm not going to get hanah from this person. And he has a mikvah, and it's a hot day. And, or he has a lake, and you're going in. Utsarach mitzvah. And you go in, besides doing the mitzvah, the tefillah's mitzvah, you get hanah because it's 90 degrees out and you're cooling off. So according to the Rashba, that's even included. Mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu include not only the mitzvah, but anything incidental that comes out. So it comes along the Bris Aram, the Chasam Sofer quoting. So what do I need the principle? How could I learn out the principle? Ase docha lo sase vam kilayim besitzis. I don't need it. It's mutter anyway, because if I'm wearing a beged, the only reason a beged shows shatnez is usher. Because to try it on, if I don't get any hana, it's mutter. It's getting hana from shatnez. So if I'm doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, so it negates the prohibition of shatnez. Hana saguf bahadei mitzvah. I'm getting the benefit of, as the Rashba says, mitzvahs lav lahanos includes incidental benefit. So even if I didn't have a principle of ase docha lo sase, this is based on mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu, that's enough to tell me I'm permitted to wear the beged shel shatnis b'shas mitzvah, and I'm wearing the tzitzis. So that's the Chasam Sofer's kasha. How could it be we learn from Kalayim B'Sitzes, we don't need Ase Docha Lo Sase? So the Chasam Sofer says, it must be that really the beged's not the mitzvah. The beged is, that's the mechayiv. We need a four-cornered garment. But the mitzvah is only on the tzitzis. The beged could be a heksher mitzvah of some form, but it's not really part of the mitzvah. And therefore, he says, we only say mitzvahs lav lahanos mitzvah is a mitzvah. So that's going on the tzitzis, not going on the beged, and therefore there is hana, and therefore I need to apply the call of ase docha lo sase. So it's a difficult Chasam Sofer, because it's difficult to say that the beged's not part of the mitzvah. Rashi writes in by Hidur Mitzvah, I think the Gemara in Shabbos, the 19th Perek, that what's a Hidur Mitzvah? Talis? No, you buy a nice talis. It's in, and with that, even without Rashi, the Pashto says to beg it is part of the mitzvah. Those, the sitzes. So why would it be then? How it's hard. How could you say that there's no mitzvah of wearing a beged? It's just a hecha timtza. Or so perhaps others suggest. And the Chatzis Dover agrees the beged's a mitzvah also. Ah, if the beged's a mitzvah, so why is the klal mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu? Apply, but don't apply here. Because the Rashi, because Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Chav Tes, which talks about mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu, the Rashi writes, Yisrael nitnu. This is given to Yisrael. Of course it's given to Yisrael. The mitzvahs are given in Har Sinai to the Jews. No, so what's he getting at? So someone has suggested that when do we say mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu? If the mitzvah, where is it? Even though now we're keeping it because it was given at Har Sinai, but where was it originally given? So where was the mitzvah originally given? So it seems to be an apparent contradiction. Because Rashi in Parashas Noach writes, Vayikach Shem, well, Torah writes Yikach Shem, why not Vayichu? Because Shem initiated it, and Yefes is followed. So the Rishalvei takes a whole shtickle on it. But the point being is, so the Rashi writes, because of this act that he covered up his father, so therefore, Shem and his descendants, they were zocha to the mitzvah of tzitzis. So if we see, it seems to come from Shem. On the other hand, we learn by Avram, the Gemara tells us as well, that the, when he fought the war, four kings, five kings, so when he went to war, they wanted to give him the booties. He said, no, I don't want people to say that I got Avraham, you made rich. So I'm not going to take anything, and the Gemara has Shruch Nal Vad. So the Gemara learns over there, because of Avraham not even taking like a shoelace, shoe strap, or a thread, so we're going out from the shoe strap, we're going out the mitzvah of tefillin, from the thread, we're going out the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the bottom line is, we see over there that the mitzvah of tzitzis was given because of Avraham, not because of Shem. So which one is it? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that no, there's two different parts to the mitzvah. The mitzvah of beged, which Shem used to cover his father, so that's shame. But the talis part, and that's why that's the minig, the Magen Avraham quotes, the different sheets is how you wear your tzitzis. Among the Svarim of Avraham Yosef, based on their Rizal, everything goes in. From the Shulchan Aruch teams, everything goes out. And the Magen Avraham quotes a compromise shita that some go with the beged in, the talis out. Let's work with that shita. So that's the Rav Soloveitchik explained. The beged in, that was Shame we learned out from, because he covered up his father. But the talis strings, that came from Avram, and that's because shame was ethics that he did, even in private, he did his things, and therefore you do the right thing. And from Avram is the one who brought the shame Hashem, so therefore even public matters. So therefore, someone who explained, who Yisrael didn't do, so the beged part was given to Shem. That's B'nai Noach. Avram was called, for our purposes, the first Yid, the first Jew. So the Sitzis Bali Yisrael knew. So therefore, that's how they learn Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, you know, Derek Pilpul, Derek Drush, Li Yisrael knew. And therefore, the mitzvah, so therefore, the Chasim Sofer would agree. Of course, the beged is a mitzvah. But why don't we say mitzvah? Mitzvahs Rav Lahanos Ninu, based on this Rashi, it's Li Yisrael Ninu, so therefore the beged was given to Shem, hence we don't apply the klal, and therefore we can't say Mitzvahs Rav Lahanos on the beged, and therefore we need the principle of Asi Docha Losas in order to learn out that one could wear a beged, which has shadow, which has wool and linen together.